Sunday night, Chavos Halvodas, Shara Bitachon. We're in the beginning of Perek Dalid, and we're learning about how to apply Bitachon, and we're learning about suicide. He's talking about suicide. What's the pshat? If you go below a certain level of ishtadlus, and you say, I'm not going to go to work, I'm going to go to Kol. No, just kidding. The pshat in Kol is that your wife works. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Someone has to work. The world used to have one wage earner, Rabosai. It's in my lifetime that it's felt both parents have to work to make ends meet. It happened in my lifetime, and it happened in the... I don't care what anyone says. I remember clearly it happened in the wake of the feminist explosion. It wasn't because of economic necessity. It was because of the push of women to get out of the house. They have to go have careers and they have to go to work. So it became. But in the older world, one breadwinner was enough. So if they come to a haskama while they're dating, that the breadwinner should be the wife, I don't see anything wrong with that, as long as it's b'leiv shalem and she sincerely wants to do that. So, okay, as long as he understands that he's responsible ultimately to bring in the bread, you know, if it doesn't work out, so he has an achrayus. That's usually where it breaks down. Anyway, getting back to I don't mean to make fun of Kol guys. I was a Kol guy. My wife earned wages for, and I got Kol for probably 10 years. And it worked out. And then I got a phone call from Reb Hirsch Goldwurm Zatzal, who was the Yeshiva Vatskrol. And as they say, the rest is history. Okay. So he's talking about doing below a certain level of ishtadlus. And then he says, you know, you have no right to do that. You have no right to go below a certain level of ishtadlus and say, oh, Hashem, if he wants me to live, so he'll give me, and if not, not. So why do I have to do anything for? He explained in Paragimel why. And as I said, Shabbos, I really, Baruch Hashem, I think it's a very clear way of saying it. Not the pshat, and I'm going to say it again. It's really very clear. Not the pshat ishtadlus is that the Eibishter made a world in which he's only responsible for 75%, and you'll do 25%, and that's called hishtadlus, chas v'shalom. Avada, if the hishtadlus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also doing it 100%, and you're, in effect, doing nothing, except the Eibishter wants you to be misasek besibos, to create the channels through which he sends his shefa. And again, we learned about why. Here he's stressing, because he's talking about sustenance level, basic existence, and he's saying, Mamish on that, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha is a no-brainer, because if Hashem wants you to live, he created you and he gave you existence. So he's certainly going to give you what you need in order to live, whatever that is. But then he says, but don't turn around and say, Im kvar gozer Hashem alai lichios, on page Kuf Membeis, hu yikayim es nafshi begufi b'liv mozon, b'meshech imei chayoi. I mean, he will make me live. However, like he gives the marshal in Paragimel, the guy's, you know, starving to death, and he's looking at the bread on the table, and he's saying, if Hashem wants, that bread will end up in my stomach. Why should I pick up my hand to pick it up for? That's also to say, because of the chiyuv of Kisaskus Pesibos. Hashem wanted the person to create the channels, as we call it, through which his shefa comes. Just like, and it's the same, saying I won't work and Hashem will provide is the same as saying I will cross the busy highway with my eyes closed. The yishter olim, or I'll eat poison or red meat or trans fats, whatever the case may be. The yisak in the satsmo, and he'll put himself in sakono. His goes bo arroyos the chayos aterif lo tzorech. I guess in the chayos halodos is times people, hey, it's a living. They did something that involved, it was pretty dangerous. There were wild animals roaming around. He lived in the 1000s, in the beginning of the elef hashishi of the elef hachamit. No, in the 1000s. No, I'm sorry, mixed up goyim and yid. In the beginning of the 20th century, he lived. That's well below the red line of Ishtadlus to actually put yourself in Sakana. But he's comparing the two. He's saying, if you don't do the minimal Ishtadlus, so, and you say, well, where's my logic flawed? If Hashem wants me to live, I'll live. So he's saying, so you're like a person committing suicide, where you can ask the same question. And he says suicide because he's talking about a person not doing the minimal ishtadlus. But you can ask the same question about any murder. Reuven murdered Shimon. No question, Shimon's life was supposed to come to an end then. And Reuven has to answer for what he did. If you commit suicide, there are plenty, go to the police and look up in their records, there are plenty of unsuccessful suicide attempts, right? So, there's no question if you commit suicide also, your life was supposed to end then, but you will be punished, taken to task. You did the biggest aveira in the world, as I'll explain, by committing suicide. The same as if, I'm comparing this, he doesn't say it, but it's partial. Same as if Reuven killed Shimon. So there's no question Shimon's life was supposed to end at that moment, and it would have happened a different way, or it would have, you know, it would have been in a different life. But this neshama would have gone back to Shemayim at this point in time, no question. Reuven has to answer for it. Suicide is the same. And here's the chiddush of the Chavetz Chabad. Not doing the minimal ishtadlus and being somech an Hashem is the equivalent of committing suicide. Whatever's supposed to happen will happen. If the suicide's successful, you were supposed to die at that moment. If the suicide's unsuccessful, which plenty of cases, guys slashed their wrists, jump out a window, do it, right, and they live to tell the tale, right? You know, like an O. Henry story, I said, oh, right? So he wasn't supposed to die at that time, but you're not allowed to do that. Because although the stress is the tzivui Hashem to do his aspas pasibos, not that it's 10% of the job, not that it's 5% of the job, it's zero of the job. It's a very important perspective. This is the Chavis Halvavis' perspective. We're learning Chavis Halvavis. I don't know if anyone's Chaylik. I'm just stressing that this is what we're learning in the Sefer. It's still 100% Hashem. He is going through motions for reasons we learned about in Paragimel. Very important reasons. Reasons important enough that if you don't do it, you're violating the Sivri Hashem. And if you do it, you're in Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. So now he like segues into suicide because but the yisod of what we're learning is that if you don't do the minimal ishtadlus, he compares it to that. You're doing an avla, you're violating the Ratzon Hashem. Whatever's supposed to happen will happen. Like that's we're talking about two different planes of existence. Just like there's a third plane of yediyah and bechira, right? So there's yediyah, and then there's gzeiras Hashem, and then there's bechira, and somehow it all works. That's all. So now he says, if you commit suicide, he says, first of all, v'hizironu al kosov al kach ba'omro lo tenasu es Hashem elokeichem. You hear what he's saying? Doing below the red line of ishtadlus. Now it's not always clear what that is. Some people would say that telling everyone to send an email to just one person is below the red line of ishtadlus. Some people might say that. I say no. If I'm asking 130 people to do it, so 130 people are getting an email. So it's not below the red line.
The example that the Rav gave when about someone going out to the building, you should tell everyone around because maybe the.
That's what my brother-in-law told us to do. Right. Yeah.
So that's what we should tell them. Everyone that makes sense.
Pumfaker. His point was that strengthens your bitachon. Since you're not only going to shatchanim, and since you're not only going to those who, since I told people, even if the guy's not rich, send it to him. You're exhibiting and strengthening your bitachon muscle. Because you're not just going to shatchanim, or people who like you, or people who know. You're telling everyone. Because you're making a statement that Hashem is doing it, and Hashem will use anyone to be the tzinor. The reason it's rational, even, and it's not like weird, crazy, meshuggah, is because if you take any 10 people that are married and ask them to tell you the story of how they met their wives, so at least 5 of them will anyway have a crazy story. I knew this guy and I met him at a party and we met at the airline station and we met at a bar, Chas Shalom, and So any, you, half the time it's a crazy story. So that's why, like I say, well over half the rich people in the world did not plan on becoming rich. Didn't say, oh, I'm going to invent Microsoft because I want to be rich. It doesn't happen that way. People who become doctors because they want to become rich find out very quickly that Obama has been elected president.